Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island Beer Company, which brews beers that are highly rated by beer critics and beer lovers alike. More at gooseisland.com. We don't need to be the only beer you drink. We just want to be the best beer you drink.
This is Sound Opinions, and coming up later in the show, we've got a conversation and studio performance by the album Leaf. But first, we're going to tackle some new releases.
I don't blame you. We got carried away. I can't hold on to an empty space.
Now you've found a new star to orbit. It could be love. I think you're too soon to call us old. When and where did we go cold? I thought I had you on hold.
That is a little bit of On Hold, a track from the third album by the XX, I See You. Greg, when we had the group on the show back in 2010, not long after the release of their debut album, I had no idea they were going to become as big an influence as they are now.
Yeah.
That debut, primarily crafted by three people, Romy Madley Croft, Oliver Sim, and Jamie Smith, sort of set the world on fire. It was a slow build, but the influence of this band in trying to merge modern soul music, Rihanna, a big favorite, Aaliyah, with more alternative traditional sounds like The Cure, I have always heard a little Cocteau Twins in there, has really become a major influence that puts them in this new wave of soul artists like Frank Ocean or The Weeknd. The group's second album followed up on the promise of the first in 2012, and now we have album number 3 that comes complete with a prominent Hall & Oates sample. What is the XX giving us this third time around? Let's play a track and we'll come back and give our reviews. This is Dangerous by the XX from the new album I See You on Sound Opinions.
They say we're in danger, but I disagree. If proven wrong, shame on me. But you've had faith in me, so I won't shy away. Should it all fall down, your love be my favorite mistake. They say dangerous, but I don't care. I'm going to pretend that I'm not scared. If this only ends in tears, then I won't say goodbye. Cause I could.
That is Dangerous from the new XX album, I See You. Jim, you mentioned Jamie Smith, a.k.a. Jamie XX. He released that fine debut album in 2015 in color that brought out these elements of chilled electropop and a lot of genre hopping. And some of those elements are coming into the production here. It's a more expansive record on the part of the XX. Electro R&B, that glitchy percussion. You know, when these guys first came out, I loved the fact that they were building on the minimalist tradition of bands like Young Marble Giants,
yeah,
and Galaxy 500. I loved the sound of that debut album. Loved the second album, Coexist. This third album is trying to build a bridge to a new world. They're trying to expand their sound, but very gently,
mm-hmm.
You know?
They do everything gently.
They're not taking any big leaps here, but they are sort of tentatively working their way out into this new world and introducing some funk elements. But I wouldn't call it funk like George Clinton funk. It's a little more furtive and shadowy in the tradition, yeah, of all things the XX.
Well, they're Londoners, Greg.
Absolutely.
If you recall, when we interviewed Romy on the show, she never looked up from under her hoodie.
Yes, they were very quiet, subdued people, and they make quiet, subdued records. I love the subtlety in their music, but I also feel like they're trying to explore some new territory here and not quite getting all the way there. I point to a track like I Dare You, where they're trying to be a little bit more up-tempo, almost a disco flair to that track. But the lyrics, a little more optimistic, they don't do optimism real well. They sound like, you know, it's like one of those Wings of Romance Taking Flight kind of cliches coming out in this song.
Get chills, heartbreak multiplies, I'm on a different kind of high. A rush of blood.
Nah, this isn't really good XX music here. In fact, I'd rate that as the worst track the XX have ever released. So that's not really a good sign for your new record. There's some really promising developments on this record, too. You know, a track like On Hold, I mentioned Dangerous. These are pointing away to the future in a way that they can make a fourth album that expands beyond the territory that they did so perfectly, especially on that first record. They're finding a middle ground between where they were and where they want to be. They haven't quite got there yet. I'm going to give this a try it rating.
Wow, I'm surprised you're not a bigger fan of this record, Greg, because it really is striking me as something pretty spectacular. I think the key is On Hold, and it's got that, you know, Daryl Hall sample of I Can't Go For That, No Can Do, right? I think there is always something about, whether we're talking about the blue-eyed soul of Hall & Oates or we're talking about Aaliyah's music, especially with Timbaland and Missy Elliott, where it's doing one thing on the grooves and it sounds sort of celebratory, but there's sort of an underlying darkness haunting that music, you know, even in Hall & Oates, really, if you go back to those records. So it's one of these contrasting records where even when they're sounding rather cheerful in their groove, which is relative because they are a low-key band, they are talking about deeper, darker struggles within. And I love that. I love that contrast. I love the way this group has grown. I wouldn't have wanted it to do the same album three times in a row. I think this is pointing towards something really, really interesting here. And they're proving that they're a career band, something we never necessarily saw, even though we were huge fans of their debut back when. So I give it an enthusiastic buy it.
That is the song The Castle from the new Flaming Lips album, the 14th studio album from these guys. It's called Osi Młoda, which is a Polish word. And I apologize to all our Polish-speaking listeners and my late mother for butchering that Polish phrase.
I think you did pretty well.
Thank you, Jim. That is a Polish phrase which means the eyes of the young. As I said, 14th studio record. They've had a long history, 34 years dating back to the early 80s. Post-punk bedfellows with bands like the Butthole Surfers and Sonic Youth and Ween came into a big melodic phase with a breakthrough album in 1993, Transmissions from the Satellite Heart. The Soft Bulletin was a huge commercial seller in 1999. People know the song Do You Realize, which appeared on the 2002 album Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots. That's been about 3 million TV commercials, that particular song. And then they've gone into an experimental phase, for lack of a better word. And that's really saying something about the Flaming Lips. They've had an up-and-down decade. Here's a collaboration between Miley Cyrus and the Flaming Lips that caps their 14th studio album, Osi Młoda. It's called We a Family on Sound Opinions.
That is We a Family by the Flaming Lips from their 14th studio album, Ashi Mwadi. In case you're scratching your head at home, that is OCZYMLODY. Greg, this may or may not be a concept album. There has been some chatter by Wayne Coyne that it features a loose story about a drug that makes people sleep for 3 months and dream of having sex on unicorns. Wayne, of course, does not always tell the truth. Wayne has said, and I think there's a little more truth to this, that he wanted this album to be Syd Barrett meets ASAP Rocky. There is a sort of electronic glitchiness. It is a rather sleepy album. It does not have some of the hallmark tunefulness that have made the Lips a great band, with certain exceptions. That track we played, We a Family, that features Miley Cyrus, is pretty good. And I greatly prefer that song to anything they did on the album where they actually collaborated. The Lips backed her up in 2015 as Miley Cyrus and her dead pets. That was just a very embarrassing period for the Lips. I do not think the Lips have had a good new millennium. I think they've been just churning out product without really putting in the time. In the past, they would spend years working on an album, really crafting these grand orchestral, twisted, psychedelic backdrops to what essentially were very simple pop songs. They would start with Wayne playing on acoustic guitar. I think if you remove the production from these records, and Stephen Droz, the drummer and main musical guy in the band, remains a great sonic craftsman, as does their frequent collaborator, Dave Fridman, the producer in upstate New York. If you remove all that, I don't think there's any catchy little song with an acoustic guitar here anymore. There's very little to give you a grasp on this album to keep you coming back. It's an atmospheric, ambient record. It's not awful, but it is not anywhere in league with the Flaming Lips at their very best. So for me, it is a try it record on our buy it, try it, trash it scale.
Yeah, Jim, I think for about a decade, this may have been my favorite band, but I sort of rolled off the bandwagon after the 2002 record, Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots, and have never really climbed back on in large measure because of what you addressed there. I think the songwriting has fallen off. This is a decent effort. It's not a bad record. It hangs together as sort of an ambient mood piece. It's kind of that got this Lost in Space vibe that they carry through the entire album. But I can only identify about four things on this album that qualify as actual songs. That the Castle song, How, Sunrise, Eyes of the Young, which is a pretty melody. That's one of the better melodies that they've come up with in recent years. Does it take Miley Cyrus to get these guys to write songs anymore? I give it a try-it rating at best, Jim, because there are certainly many Flaming Lips records in their discography, their immense discography, to buy ahead of this one.
Yeah, absolutely, Greg, and I think it's worth taking a minute to talk about this band, since they have been one of the most important in your career or mine in terms of us really loving this group. It's weird to me as a sociological observer and a journalist and their biographer. I wrote a book about this band called Staring at Sound. That the current Lips audience is almost completely blissfully unaware of anything before The Soft Bulletin in 1999 or Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots in 2002. If they even know those records, they know this as a good band to go party with in the field at this big festival concert, right? They're always entertaining. Whereas I think the discography stands with some of the best in the history of rock. I would give you two places to go for two very different masterpieces. In 1990, after years of just being the Replacements on acid, a sloppy garage band that does this psychedelic babbling, they make a record called In a Priest-Driven Ambulance. They're bringing in marching band instruments. They're recording outside. They're doing everything they ever wanted to do that mesmerized them on records by the likes of Pink Floyd. And they're doing it in an indie rock way that also has incredible songwriting. If you like the Lips today, listen to this record and you will have your mind well and truly blown. If I'm standing on your mountainside, then I'm flying through your trees. You know, the other masterpiece that people are unaware of today, Greg, is Transmissions from the Satellite Heart. Comes out in 1993. You and I both named it as the album of the year in a year that gave us Nirvana's In Utero.
Yeah.
We were bigger fans of this record. Why? Incredibly powerful drumming. A young player named Steven Droz came on board. He's now the band's multi-instrumentalist. But boy, was he a great Bonham-esque drummer in the early days. And Ronald Jones, who made sounds on the guitar like none I've ever heard, playing his guitar with a jerry-rigged electric razor with weird pickups in it and more pedals that he built at home than anything I've ever seen. That combination of very strange sounds with very, very catchy melodies pushed forward by this incredibly heavy rhythm section, I mean, that was unbeatable. That record stands. Go back, kids, if all you know is the Miley Cyrus lips, and hear those two records.
Now we want to hear your opinion. What do you think of the new releases from the XX or the Flaming Lips? Give us a call or leave us a message on our hotline at 888-859-1800. Or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Coming up, the Album Leaf joins us live in the studio for a performance and conversation. That's all coming up in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.